Hi, this is Amherst Eclectic, and I am back with another podcast. And this time I kind of tripped over a device called the Tenuto 2, which is apparently a male vibrator that is becoming part of healthcare to be an alternative to the blue pill or Viagra. For people who can't take that pill for some reason or another, or who need extra help with the pill. I've read a review article about this, and here we go. It's called The Mystery Vibe, a sexual health and wellness company, has cracked the secret to intense couple orgasms, and they've designed a sex toy for men that enhances and maintains long-lasting, harder erections while also stimulating a female partner's vaginas. Now, I don't know how this is any different than many of the male vibrating sex rings that have been out there for years. Basically, that's what, you know, I used to sell sex toys, so basically what that's what those were shown as. It's for somebody who maybe could not maintain an erection for a longer period of time. And that could be anyone from an older gentleman who is, you know, needing to take Viagra, to someone who was younger, who just was having issues maintaining an erection. Sometimes that could be because they were masturbating too much, or they were watching too much porn, and, you know, they could not maintain an erection for more than a certain amount of time, because, of course, that's the backlash of porn and masturbating too much, is that you then, when you get with a partner, you can't maintain an erection for longer than a certain amount of time, because you're so used to masturbating and having that happen, orgasms happen a lot sooner than they should be happening when you're having sex with a partner who you also need to help, you know, have an orgasm herself. So that caused a lot of problems for men, and so they came up with these things called call them O-rings or rings that men could put on, then roll down to the bottom of their, once their penis was erect, roll down to the bottom of their erection, and it was tight enough, not too tight, but tight enough to hold the blood that had rushed into your penis, which is why you get an erection in the first place, hold the blood in there so that your erection would maintain for a longer period of time, and it varied for everyone. And then they bumped it up as years went by putting vibrators, a vibrating thing within the either off to the side or all the way around the ring where it would vibrate. And then they bumped it up even further by putting sort of, like, I don't know if you've seen the vibrators for women, they call them the rabbit, where they have little extensions that come out that vibrate above the clitoris, or maybe even vibrate above the anus, or vibrate about different around different areas of the woman's, you know, sexual organs to give her a higher orgasm, or have her orgasm sooner. They've started putting those sort of things on the O-rings as well, so that it would help the woman to have an orgasm sooner, so that the man who was having a problem maintaining an erection didn't have to maintain it as long, because it was also vibrations for the woman's sexual areas, sexual organ areas, that could make her come or orgasm quickly or quicker. And now, you know, this is all subjective. It all depends on each person and how they react to something, different sex toys, and how they react to the vibrations, and how a man will react to the ring being tighter, etc., etc. And they, you know, they had them in different sizes, etc. So I don't know where this would be that different. I looked at a picture of it. It isn't a circle. It's more of a oblong, you know, I guess oval, like squared off on the edges, but it's not exactly oval. It's sort of a rectangular device that bends in the middle. It bends so that, and then there's vibrating areas, you know, there's like five or six vibrating areas, a few for the men and few meant for the women, right? So along each part of the vibrator where it bends, it also, you know, goes underneath a woman when she's on top of you, and then it also vibrates on the male's penis, not just at the bottom, which most of the rings did, but it goes up further on the penis and I guess touches on areas that are supposed to stimulate keeping you erect for longer. And it also is, it's got like two nubs, like two rounded off nubs that come out on the inside, that apparently that's what holds onto the penis, and maybe that's what keeps your blood in your penis. Maybe there's a certain tract that those are touching on in your penis that holds the blood in. So I'm not exactly sure how it works. You'd have to probably buy one to get the full effect of how it works. But here's an explanation and a review of simply what it does. Okay, the Mystery Vibe, a sexual health and wellness company, has cracked their case. Okay, we read all that. When you use, let's see, I'm trying to see where it says what the design is. It's cracked a case, an orgasm. How you ask the design? They designed this sex toy for men that enhances and maintains longer, lasted, harder erections while also stimulating a female partner's erogenous zone. While you use the Chinooter tube, both you and your partner can enjoy stimulation while you have sex. For that reason alone, this male vibrator called the Chinooter 2 should be on your radar. Chinooter 2 is the world's first and only wearable male vibrator. However, that's not the only first accolade Chinooter 2 holds. In addition to elevating pleasure, this buzzworthy sex toy has designed an accessible and affordable alternative to prescription medications for erectile dysfunction, such as the Sildenafil or Viagra, which must be prescribed by a professional and can lead to adverse side effects like nausea and headaches. It's a smart vibrator, meaning it comes with Bluetooth functionality, but definitely a smart way to get harder and stay harder. How does it work? The intense orgasms, partner stimulation, and harder, longer lasting erections? This vibrator sounds too good to be true. But rest assured, it's more than magic and fancy marketing words. It's backed by science. Chinooter 2 combines the principles of traditional constriction rings, which is what I was talking about before, which restrict blood flow to the penis, producing firmer erections, and elevates it with vibrations, which promote increased circulation when applied to the genital regions. So that's the difference, is you did get the vibrations before, but this one is like, you know, specifically bent and shaped to be exactly where the vibrations would, you know, excite you. There are four motors in Chinooter 2 that are strategically placed to send vibrations to key erogenous zones, namely all along the penis and perineum, the sensitive skin between the scrotum and the anus. When Chinooter 2 is used with a female partner, the front three motors also send powerful vibrations to the clitoris and the vulva. Whether using this male vibrator to enhance masturbation or with a partner, it's a win-win for all parties involved. What makes the Chinooter 2 different from other couples' sex toys? For starters, unlike most vibrators made exclusively for women, which You know, that's not true. There are vibrators, O-rings that have been made for men that also help stimulate women. You know, you can buy them just to stimulate yourself, or also you can buy the ones that stimulate you and your partner. Tenuta 2 was created to elevate men's pleasure with couples' pleasure in mind, giving couples the ultimate couple climax. Unlike traditional constriction rings, which come with rigid and fixed designs, they don't allow adjustment or ejaculation. Tenuta 2 is flexible and designed to adapt to you. And I will say that that's the prime reason that you use these vibrating O-rings, is to, you know, constrict, you know, to put at the bottom of your penis and keep the blood in your penis and keep you from deflating. So, you know, what happens when you have an orgasm? You deflate. So I would think if you're having problems keeping an erection, you would not want to have it not be somewhat constricting, right? You want it to hold your blood and your penis. So that's another thing that maybe they'll tell us about here further down. But, you know, if you're having a hard time keeping an erection because you have erectile dysfunction, you're going to need something that's going to, you know, hold that blood in there. And once you get the erection, you want to keep it. So you want to, you know, that's what you're trying to battle, is the blood going out and you deflating, right? You becoming flaccid again. So I don't know. Is this something that would work? Because it's, if it's not constricting enough to keep that blood in your penis, and there is that, you know, you can have an orgasm, which, like I said, once you have an orgasm, you deflate, then is that really what people want? Or should you stick with the old-timer, you know, O-ring vibrator, you know, devices that, you know, go down to the bottom of the penis and hold your blood in? Okay. Okay, it's an adaptable design. The Mystery Vibe pioneered a body adaptable design that stretches to fit most penis shapes and sizes, flaccid or erect. Tenuta 2 features two flexible flaps that separate, making it comfortable to wear, yet durable enough to withstand thousands of bends and uses. And because of this, you don't need to remove Tenuta 2 to ejaculate, which is important for couples looking to conceive. Okay. Tenuta 2's four power motors provide 360 degree stimulation from the penis to the perineum, immersing the whole groin, which I would, you know, I would think it would be your testicles and everything, in a tingling shell of orgasm sensation. But that's not all. The front three motors of Tenuta take the shape of the labia, engulfing your partner's clitoris and labia in equally orgasmic sensations, amplifying pleasure for both of you. At the same time, talk about mind-blowing orgasms. So they're saying, you know, you'll both get pretty good stimulation. It's Bluetooth capability. We mentioned Tenuta 2 is smart, and it does come with Bluetooth capability. The vibrator can be controlled remotely with the free Mystery Vibe smartphone app from up to 30 feet away, and under the right circumstances can be used to spice up your sex life. Now, here's the drawback of that. If you're using an app on your phone, and, you know, Facebook and Instagram and all of those other apps are reading your data, which they are. Anytime you use this, it's going to be broadcast to those apps, and they're going to know when you're having sex. I mean, our data is getting stolen all the time, right? It's being stolen by the phone companies who are providing us the data, and it is being stolen by the apps that are on your phone. Trust me, every app that is on your phone is stealing your data. Every time that my phone gets an update, I don't think those updates are just to update my phone, quote unquote, and keep me safe. I think they're pulling all your data off your phone, and that's what the update is part of. Because you are using some sort of a an app on your phone to keep them from reading what you're doing, or you're not leaving your phone on as much, or you're turning your phone off. And so they're missing out on data. And when they feel that they're missing out on data or getting your data, they do an update and they steal your data. I really think that that's part of what updates are about, right? And so that update does some sort of a deep, deep search for the stuff that they're looking for that's going to make them money, because they're stealing your private information. And this is what, you know, they're trying to get done in Washington. They're trying to make these people, you know, legally liable for stealing your data, and also pay you back for all the data that they've made money on. Right? That's what the people in Washington who are trying to get these data apps and big companies like Facebook and Google and everybody, they're trying to get them to pay us back for the billions of dollars they've made off of us. And they're trying to get them to stop taking our data, to give us the privacy that we need. And that's what something like this would do. You would get on that app and they would know when you're having sex and how long, and they'll steal that data to sell things, right? To figure out how many people in the world are using these sort of things. And, oh, wow, well, those are, you know, being used by a lot of people, so let's sell those. So then Facebook starts selling that on their app, or Google starts a little company off to the side that starts selling this kind of things, and they get all the profit. That's the danger of what's going on our phones. So know that when you're using an app with a sex toy, all of your activity is being recorded. And possibly, you know, they're also recording you, your voice, your moans, your groans, everything you're saying to each other, because your phone's right there and there's a mic on it. You know, remember that, what's his name at Facebook? Who owns Facebook? I can't think of his name. Zuckerberg. He covers up his mic and he covers up his camera, you know, and he makes sure that on all his phones and all his computers, he's got Band-Aids or whatever on there so that people can't hear him and people can't see him, because he knows that Facebook, his company, Google, and everybody is recording everything you do. I mean, I turn my phone off most times when I'm not using it, because I don't want them knowing my whole life. It's bad enough that when my phone's on, they know where I'm going, or they know what restaurant I'm going to, whatever. When I go out with friends and I'm meeting them, I turn my phone off. What's the point of having my phone on? You know, the person that I am meeting with and I'm having dinner with is there. I really don't need to be having any other phone calls coming in. If they come in, I'll get them later. And typically, I don't usually turn my phone on until I get back home. So sometimes I'll turn my phone off before I leave, and then I will turn my phone back on when I get home, because I don't want them knowing everything I'm doing, or where I'm going to eat, or where I'm driving, or how fast I'm driving, or how much gas I bought, or whatever. So that's something you have to, you know, if you're using an app like this, remember, they're getting that data. And they're going to hear what you're saying, hear what you're doing, if you've got your phone on. And you don't have the mic covered up, you don't have the camera covered up. I mean, oh my gosh, that's worrying to me. But hey, do what you want to do. Okay, we mentioned Tinnitus 2 is a smart. It's smart, and it does come with a Bluetooth capability. The vibrator can control remotely with the free Mystery 5 app from 30 feet away. Under the right circumstances, it can be used to spice up your sex life. Now, trust me, this company knows that they're doing this, and they're selling that data too. It's probably going back to them, and they're selling that data about your sex life. And this is all stuff that companies used to have to pay for. They used to have to pay people to come in. Human beings would come in and they'd have to ask them, you know, do survey. They'd have to volunteer for these tests or whatever. And they would ask them questions about their sex life. And they would ask them, you know, how they feel when they use a certain thing, blah, blah, blah. But they got paid for it every single time. They got paid for it. Now, these apps are just stealing that information from you. And not only are they stealing the information from you, they're getting a lot more information because they can delve in on your private life. They can hear what you're saying, hear what you're doing, see where you're traveling to, see whose house you're at. Oh, are they at the girlfriend's house or are they at his house? Or are the married couple at home or are they off in a hotel room? They have more information than they ever had before. Because before, if you didn't want to answer his questions, you didn't have to. Now, they just take it from you. And they don't pay you for that information anymore. Understand what I'm saying? That's what this is so kind of underhanded. But okay. While the app is not necessary for using Tenuto 2, and I would recommend not using the app, that's just me, the app allows users to personalize their pleasure preferences like never before. Each of the Tenuto 2's 4 motos can be individually programmed with the app, allowing users to control the vibration patterns and intensity of each motor. Now, why can't you have like a remote control or something that does that so you don't have to do it on the phone? Because they want your data. So if you buy this vibrator, they're going to steal that. Right? Like they used to have where you had a remote control with these O-rings that you could change the intensities or you could change. And you could do that without having to use a phone app. And really that's what they should include with this. And maybe we'll read on here and find out they have a remote control, but I doubt it. And I would request one if I was buying one of these. I would say, can you use a remote control rather than the app? Because I don't want to use the app, and I don't want my data being put out there. I mean, that's what I would say when I was buying it. I want a remote control. Can a remote control do the same things without the app? And, you know, that's how they're trying to say, they're going to say, well, we just decided that, you know, we didn't want to make more costs with a remote control. Remote control keeps your life private. Okay, so if you can get a remote control with this, do. Okay, for those inclined, you can create your own custom vibration patterns and save them for later. And with 16 intensity levels, that's a lot of options for personalizing your pleasure. Tenuto 2 was created with pleasure in mind, but pleasure doesn't come as readily to everybody, which is why this vibrator for men was created to combat erectile dysfunction, while simultaneously enhancing pleasure. In a medical study, Tenuto was shown to improve ED by over 100% in a post-surgical colorectal cancer patient. The findings were presented at ESSM 2022 and will be published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Tenuto 2 review, the final thoughts. Self-pleasure goes beyond masturbation with your hands. Pleasure has many forms, and Tenuto 2 proves that we've entered a whole new world of options for men and couples alike. The Tenuto 2 is arguably the best sex toy for men looking to amplify their sexual experiences and that of their partners. If you're looking for a way to spice up your sex life with your partner, why not get a ring you'll both say yes to? Okay, so that's basically what they're passing this off to be, is a better alternative than the other rings that are already out there. My concern is that this may be wholly a way to get data for them, but I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't know. There's another review. Let me see if this is just another promotion for their device. It says, can this device cure ED? Here's my honest review. When I hit my 40s, I began to notice a decline in my, how shall I say, performance in the bedroom. Erections were harder to come by, no pun intended. And when I was able to get it up, I couldn't maintain it for long. I knew that ED is common in men over 40. But also, I had a lot going on in my life. Busy job, kids, and general stress about the state of the world. So my initial thought was that all this anxiety was causing the problems and it would go away. But after a few months, the ED was getting noticeably worse, and I decided to do something about it. My first course of action was doing research online. I didn't really want to go to the doctor and bring it up at a boys' night. Wasn't an option. I assumed that Viagra would be the route I'd take, but I wanted to find a solution without the side effects of headaches, upset stomach, or 4-hour erections. It was during that initial search when I came across a brand called Mystery Vibe. The company uses the latest advances in medical technology, material science, and sexual health research to design devices that address major issues like ED, pain, and arousal. So I took the quiz on their website to see which product would work best for me. Based on my answers, they recommended the Tenuto 2, which is designed to help get erect, stay erect, supercharge performance, and have long-lasting sex. I was skeptical if this was really this good. Why hadn't I heard of it before? Then I remembered that most guys, myself included, don't want to broadcast their ED struggles to the world. Now, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and it's shorter. Like, it looks like it goes on top. It looks like it goes with these two nubs that come out in the middle around the penis, and that it goes up a little bit on the mounds. Penis, it doesn't really go that high. And then there's a longer version at the bottom that comes out, and then it's supposed to go under the woman's clit. And there's vibration at the end of that section. And then the two nubs that come out when it bends up like about, I would say, 3/4 of the way up, it bends up. And there's two nubs that come out. There's vibrators on each of those nubs, which I am assuming that's, you know, right at this, you know, like it's sitting at the bottom of the penis, but just above the bottom of the penis and in the front of the penis, maybe. And then, or in behind the penis, because the other section would go out to the woman. So it would be behind the penis. And then the part that comes up onto the man's penis, there's a vibrator at the top of that, at the very end of it. Okay, after doing some more research on the Tenuto 2, my interests were piqued. The product is really impressive. It was designed by leading urologists, backed by a decade of research, won over 30 awards, FDA registered, clinically proven to improve erection by 2 times within 5 weeks. And after reading the endorsements, one actually said, Tenuto is heaven. And seeing it's endorsed by the Mayo Clinic and Cedars-Sinai, I was convinced to place an order. Well, of course all these places are promoting it. They're going to get all the data, right? I don't know. I'm cynical. Maybe. Okay. The package arrived quickly and discreetly. To be honest, I was embarrassed about ordering a vibrator and didn't want to announce it to all the neighbors, but with the inconspicuous packaging, there was no worry of that. And most sex toy companies that send you things, in fact, all of them, they send it in a discreet package. They do not announce that there is a sex toy coming to your house. It's usually in a cardboard box or and wrapped in, you know, brown wrap paper, and nobody knows what it is. It just looks like another package. Okay. I opened my order and was impressed by the sleek, modern packaging and design. It felt a little bit like an unboxing an iPhone. I got the Tenuto 2 out of the box, and it was beautiful to hold. After a quick review of the instructions, it was easy to get on. Now, I'm looking at this, and it shows, I think this is a man's hands. It shows a man holding it. It's pretty good size. The nubs on the, that I told you were the two nubs on the side that I'm thinking are helping hold your blood in. Those are, you know, thicker, they're thicker and bigger than the man's thumbs. And, it looks pretty much as big as your hands, this whole device. It looks pretty big, but, maybe, you know, it has to be a little bit bigger in order to get over the penis and to the clit. So it's a good size. Alright. The flexible front of the Tenuto 2 can fit all penis sizes, and the back part stimulates the perineum, which that's the part I told you that went up onto the penis, or look like, or maybe it goes down. I don't know. When you first put it on, it takes a minute to get used to. That night, my wife and I decided to give it a try. She never had made any comments about my ED, but I knew that it was affecting her, so I was hopeful that this could be the solution to our problems. I got my part situated properly and switched on one of the preset vibration patterns. The Tenuto 2 delivers a 360-degree stimulation all over the penis and the perineum with its 4 anatomically placed motors and 16 intensity levels. I felt a huge rush of blood through my body and my penis immediately stood at attention. While I had ordered the Tenuto 2 to help me with my ED, I was thrilled to see that my wife was enjoying its powerful vibration on her just as much as I was. A very welcome side effect. Mystery Vibe says that their products are designed for your ultimate erection and your partner's gratefulness. So perhaps this shouldn't have been a surprise, but I was so focused on my own issue that I didn't consider that the Tenuto 2 would stimulate her so well and make our intimacy so much better. And I find this kind of sad that people have not used sex toys in the past. These kind of things have been around for years. Those O-rings have been around for years. I've used them with partners, and they're pretty fun. They're incredible. And then, like I said, they also have stimulation for the clitoris and things like that. So this isn't anything new. It's just designed a little bit differently. Probably so that they don't have to pay the other designers of the past O-rings, etc. They've designed it a little bit differently. Okay, I won't go into much more detail about it here, but I'll add that only after one session with the Tenuto 2, my skepticism was gone. I achieved and maintained a stronger erection than I had in years, and Mystery Vibe promises of earth-shattering orgasms had come true. Again, try an O-ring. If you can't afford this, try an O-ring first. They might be a little more affordable than this would be, and see if that works for you. And then, if you want to step it up, you can try this. Or, just go ahead and buy this, and then maybe back up and try the O-ring and see what the differences are, or buy them both, right? And there are different types of O-rings. There are O-rings that just roll onto you that have no vibration at all. And then there are the O-rings with vibration, right? And they go up in levels. Like it can be just a vibrating O-ring that vibrates your penis alone. Or it can have like little attachments that come off with extra vibrators that vibrate your partner. So these may work for you, right? And if they're not as expensive as this, it might work for you. All right. Based on the fact that she was trying to catch her breath minutes later, I was confident that she was happy and my new purchase as well. Well, of course, women use vibrators. Vibrating works for women, right? And sometimes women say it's better than having sex with a man. I don't agree with that. I definitely think that sex with a man is better, the real thing is better than just a vibrator, but it all depends on the person, right? Long story short, the Tenuto 2 has radically improved my relationship and has given me back the confidence that was lacking due to my ED. As the reviewer before said, it's heaven. So that's it, and seems to be a video that you can look up online. So, yeah, there looks like there might be a video online talking about the Tenuto 2. So that's something you can look up. But, yeah, there's another review. And again, I think you could probably try other O-rings and other vibrators that are made for men. They have different kinds of sex toys. Get on the sex toy page and look it up. There are tons of things out there. And you don't have to just be on one person's sex toy page. You can go to other sex toy pages. And yes, your dad is probably going to show that you've looked at a sex toy page. Who cares? I'm thinking a lot of people use sex toys. And I see sex toys as an enhancement to a relationship. When things are getting a little stale, getting a little boring in a relationship that, you know, you may have been married for years and you're looking for something to spice up and something different to try. And it never hurts. You know, it never hurts. I mean, you can switch back and forth from things that you've tried. It never hurts to have a little bit of spiciness and, you know, to have a whole, you know, trunk full of sex toys to have fun with. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, everybody, you know, all these religious organizations say that you shouldn't use sex toys, etc. Wrong, beep, wrong. You should be using sex toys because what you're trying to do is to enhance your relationship and stay together. You want, if this is going to help partners stay together and have more fun and have more fun in the bedroom, you know, sex is a huge part of a relationship, right? And it's such a huge part that when a man gets ED, it can cause major problems, right? It can make him feel bad. It can make her feel bad. Or same thing with women, when women start having issues, you know? So, you know, it is a big part of the relationship, but there are other ways to achieve an orgasm, right? You don't always have to be having, you know, penis in vagina sex. You can use sex toys to have fun. And you can, you know, maybe, you know, men, you can learn how to use all these sex toys that if you're having an ED problem, then it won't even matter anymore. To where you will get stimulated, she'll get stimulated, and you'll both have great sex, right? It doesn't always have to be penis and vagina, right? So there's lots of things you can try. I totally recommend it. And I really do think sex toys keep relationships together, keep them spicy, keep them exciting, and you're trying different things. So what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that at all. That's not immoral. That's not against God's plan. You know, God wants you to have fun with each other. God wants you to enjoy what he's given you. He's given you these organs and he wants you to have great sex. Trust me, that was the whole point of making sex pleasurable, is to the survival of the species, right? So sex is supposed to be a fun, good thing. It's supposed to be something that all species of every type of animal, and we are an animal, hate to break it to you, but we are just another animal on this planet, and all animals are supposed to enjoy it because it's, you know, that's, it's supposed to produce the next generation and keep the species alive. That's what it was there for. That's why it's so pleasurable. And we as humans have realized how pleasurable it is. And, you know, now it's an everyday event for many people. Or a few times a week event. You know, don't feel bad if I say that it's not happening every day for you. But, you know, we do it quite often, right? Because it is so pleasurable. So, you know, do the things that you need to do to have a healthy sex life. And they have proven that having sex, you know, every day or, you know, a few times a week or whatever is good for your health. It's good for your heart. It's good for your circulation. It's good for, you know, sex is probably one of the best exercises you're going to have if you're having very, you know, different kinds of positions and you're having, you know, great sex. Sometimes it can be a really great exercise. I remember one of my ex's friends used to say, you know, I used to go to the gym. I go to the gym every day. And he would give me a hard time about going. He's like, just have more sex with your husband. Just have more sex with him. And then you don't have to go to the gym. And it's like, yeah, well, we're having enough sex. Trust me. So, yeah, it's a really good exercise. Now, like anything, you know, we've talked about this in past podcasts, you can overdo sex and it can become an obsession just like any addiction. That's why there's sex addiction, right? So you don't want to be doing it too much. Just like you don't want to be masturbating too much. Just like you don't want to be watching porn, because porn you know, messes up your head about sex. And then when you get with somebody real, in a real room, in a real bedroom where you're having sex, you can't get it up, or you can't keep it up, right? So that's another reason not to watch porn, because it's unrealistic. That is not really what happens in sex. It's not intimate, you know, and, you know, watching porn makes you have quick orgasms, which that's not going to happen when you're with another person either. You want to make it last. You don't want it to be just 2 minutes and you're out. I mean, what's the fun in that? There's no fun in that. You want to make your, you know, intimate time together last as long as you possibly can. And you want to make those orgasms or those erections last as long as you possibly can. And, you know, because the longer it lasts, the better orgasm you're going to have and the better orgasm she's going to have, right? So that's where this, you know, Tenuto 2 might come in to help. And other O-rings or other sex toys. So go check out a sex toy site. I highly recommend many of the sex toys that are on there. Anything that you look on there and you think, ooh, that's exciting, buy it. Buy it. If you're thinking, oh, I would love to try that, or that's going to make me have an orgasm, or that's going to excite me, buy it and try it. It can never hurt to try to buy those sort of things. And, you know, you can get sex toys on eBay. They even have a whole section on eBay where people are on there selling sex toys. So go check out eBay and, you know, look up, just type in sex toys and things will come up. And, like I said, you can find, just type in sex toys for sale on, in your Google or in whatever search engine that you use. And then those stores will come up. Now, again, you know, search for a well-priced sex toy site. Don't just go to the first one that you see, but, you know, I encourage you to check out every sex toy site, because different sex toy sites have different types of sex toys. So, but you can shop around and get better prices on certain items once you find something that you think you want to buy. But this is just another alternative, I think. Again, the app thing bothers me, you know, bothers me. Request to see if they would have some sort of a remote control rather than the app. And if they tell you that they don't, I don't know. I think that that's a lie. They could probably get you a remote control or figure out some sort of remote control that could change those levels for you so you don't have to use your phone. But, you know, or what you can do is you can have a separate phone that you only use, like you can buy a cheap phone, right? That you only use that phone for that app. I mean, of course, you're still going to be using your Wi-Fi or your internet if you connect to a MiFi. Of course, they're probably still going to be able to get your data, but you can, you know, it doesn't have to have your name on it. You can have a whole other, email on there. It doesn't identify with you, etc. And you can be a little more anonymous so that even if it is being used on your Wi-Fi, they can assume, they might not assume that it's you. They might assume it's somebody else, right? It doesn't go straight back to you, right? So that if you go out for a job and they do a background check, and that's one of the things they say they want is to see if there's any data out there on you, then you can, that one would be identified specifically with you. That's another good way to do that. You know, just have a separate phone with a anonymous email that only you and your partner know about, you know? So, yeah, that's another way to do it. But yeah, that's my only concern about that sort of thing. But like I said, if you don't want to deal with that sort of app stuff, go find one of those O-rings that has a remote control or even an attached control to it that, you know, is attached to it. An old school kind of thing where you're not having to use an app. But there's another alternative for men who are having erectile dysfunction problems is this type of app. And apparently it's being promoted by a lot of different reputable places, you know, Mayo Clinic, etc., Cedars-Sinai. So it must be working. And in these two reviews, which are obviously reviews that might have been paid for, right? I mean, I've been trying to find reviews that weren't paid for, and I couldn't find any. So, they're saying that it works. So it might be worth a try. But like I said, I would try an O-ring with those extra vibrators that come off for the women too. I would try that first, because it might not be as expensive. And if it works for you, then there's your solution. And then if down the line you need to buy something more, then maybe you can try this Tenuto too. Well, if there are any subjects that you want me to talk about, or you would like me to research, or you would like to join a podcast with me and maybe discuss something, let me know. Message me on messaging. And until the next time, this is Amherst Eclectic.